I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 43-year-old Yamani Kahase Andom, an Eritrean Christian, died 6 days ago while in confinement at a military prison camp. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says he's the third believer to die there this year in the government's effort to stamp out a growing church.
Many of these Christians who have been in prison for their faith, we put it at 2,800, they have refused to recant their faith in Jesus Christ, and that is a tremendous witness.
Dykstra urges solidarity with these believers.
Pray for them that they may stand strong in their faith. Wherever Christians are imprisoned or under persecution, Open Doors is there to support them.
Meanwhile, apple trees and plum trees are helping Ethiopian farmers create a better life for themselves and their families. SIM International's 5Fs project introduced the plants to the region. By the end of the last growing season, a fruit producers cooperative had sold $30,000 worth of fruit tree seedlings. That's a massive amount in a country where people only make $100 a year on average. Pray that God would continue to use this ministry to open the doors for the gospel among resistant people. Finally, with the number of Muslims worldwide growing steadily and with the approach of their holy month of Ramadan, Christians need to pray now more than ever. However, you can't pray effectively unless you know what to pray for. Mission Network News' Executive Director Greg Yoder says,
I'm just encouraging our Mission Network News friends to commit to praying during Ramadan, praying that these people would come to know Jesus, that they would open their hearts to the truth of the gospel, and they would confess their sin and become followers of Jesus.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.